Let us go back to the very first source we quoted today, Reb Eliezer and Reb Yehoshua. And I wonder, when Reb Eliezer said, Charuv Yochiach, and the Chachamim said, Ein Mevayin Raya Men Acharov, says Amas Amayim Yochiach, Koisa Besam Medesh Yochich, why do you think there's a difference between a stream, carob tree, the walls? If the Chachamim already made it clear, you need to say a svara. Miracles don't prove anything. So why would he think the Amas Amayim and Koisa Besamedesh would be more convincing than the Charuv? So let me share my feelings with you. Or Chaim HaKodesh in Parshas Yisai says, V'yisu merafidim v'yachlon b'midba v'yichan sham yisu neged ahar. In this pasuk, there's a remez to the three most important and fundamentally yisoides in achonat kabbalas haTorah. V'yisu merafidim. The Gemara Sanhedrin interprets Melchemes Amalek v'yalochamim yisul merafidim shorofu yadayim edivrei Torah. Or Chaim says, V'yisu merafidim. You need to go away from rifin yadayim. Ein at toira neknes ela ba'amal. Pas ba'melech toichal ma'im b'msurat tish talorat tish anim at oisekein ashrecho b'yolam ezeh toiv l'chol yolam abo. Many times they say pas ba'melech is a relative concept. It depends upon the days and the times you live in. We live in a tkufa of extreme abundance. This is the age of plenty. To my sorrow and dismay, lo yechdal evyon bekerev ha'oretz. There are so many poor and desperate families amongst us. And we do our best to try to support and be machazik and provide. But we know nothing about extreme poverty that our parents and grandparents knew 100 years ago in Europe. And from the food an average family throws out Mitzvah Shabbos, that same family 100 years ago would eat 2 weeks. So I say Pas B'Melech is a relative concept. And in our day and age, between the bread and the salt, you can have a layer of margarine, a layer of peanut butter, a layer of butter, a layer of jam, or some other layers, and you could have some vegetables. It still would be defined as Pas B'Melech. Ma'im B'Mesura, it can include some Coke, some Sprite, not that it's very healthy, some orange juice, and here and then a shluk of whiskey. It still would be considered Ma'im B'Mesura. But a Oretz Tishon doesn't mean on the floor. You could have a 5-centimeter mattress, it still would be defined as Aloretz Tishon. But what is eternal and will never change is Ubet Torah Ato Omel. So number one is V'yisu Merafidim. Number two, V'yachanu B'midbar is a remez for another. Because from all the types of topography we have, jungles and forests and rainforests, the great plains of America, the African savanna, the poorest is the desert. The desert does not and cannot sustain life, because there is no life without water, there is no life without nourishment. And the desert gives neither of the two. And that is why the desert is a remez for anova and shiflus. And number three, ki ish echod berevecho dibek chaverim vepirpul atalmidim. Those are the three fundamentals. And I say, we're shloishes yemei agbona, the last 3 days before Kabbalas HaTorah. It is these three we need to work on. And that is my understanding of Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer says, I'm not convincing. They don't want to accept my opinion. Charuv yochiach. Charuv always symbolizes estapkus b'miut an omel. Kalo oilam kuloi nizoin b'shvil chanina b'niva. Chanina b'nidai lo b'kav charuvim. Shabbos lamed gimel. Reb Shimon b'yichoy v'Reb Elazar b'no went into the cave. What kept them going for 13 years? Eitz charuvim. Charuv yochiach. And where they said, Ein mevien raim en charuv, Reb Eliezer thinks, maybe the charuv is not enough. Yegiyas ator is not enough. We also need another. Amas amayim tochiach. Tanas dav sayin, the Gemara says, Torah nimshel al amayim. Ma'amayim enicha mokum gavoya v'yodam lo mokum nomachav divre Torah enem eskayim en ele b'mishadat ishvelo. Another is essential. And that is what he says, Amasamayim Yochiach. And when they say, even that is not enough, he says, maybe number three of the Or HaChaim, Dibuk Chaverim, Pirpur HaTalmidim, Kois LeBeis HaMedesh. This is the Beis HaMedesh in which I taught Talmidim, Talmidim Hagunim. Let the walls of the Beis HaMedesh testify, Yagi Esatayra, yesh, Anove, yesh, Dibuk Chaverim, yesh. And that is why he tries to prove from Haruv, Amas HaMayim, and Kois LeBeis HaMedesh. Shloshes Yemei Agbola, we're almost there. So we need to take upon ourselves the big three. Take it upon ourselves. Mor Omar Mor Shashua Mor Yegiyas HaToyra Mor Kviyasitam LaToyra Midas Toivis Lo Elam Lo Tishkan HaToyra Le Beguf Shumetukam Be Midas Toivis Rabbeinu Yonah says in Masechet Tavis on the Mishnah Emein Derech Eretz Ein Toyra and Dibuk Chaver. You could learn on your own, but you won't achieve the same result. Come to a Shia, learn with Chavrusa. That is the way we always learned Torah, Torah of the Beis HaMedesh. Rab Chanina, the great Talmud of Rebbe, says, "Ha'abel amadati me rabbi yisai, mechaveri yoisamem, mitalmida yoisamekilam." Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalal, we should always be zoicha lagdol Torah uladiro, to teach, to inspire. And we should take upon ourselves this magnificent Chag HaShavuos, Ol Torah, Ol Malchus Shamayim B'Yavo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Mashiach Tzedkenu, B'Meirov Yomeinu, Amen. Good Yom Tov and good Shabbos.